The U.S. Department of State spokesperson Ned Price said, "The United States condemns any sort of violence and extremism. We condemn any form of violence, we condemn the threat of violence, any form of violence, extremism. This is a country that has always had at its core key values. One of those is religious pluralism, tolerance for people of all faiths or no faith. That is a principle that we uphold and respect. We condemn any individual or movement that seeks to carry out and acts with a different vision," said Ned Price, in response to a question regarding Khalistani threat to Hindus and attacks on Hindu temples. In January earlier, a Hindu temple in Brampton in Canada has been defaced with anti-India graffiti, triggering outrage among the Indian community. The Indian Consulate General in Toronto on February 27 condemned the vandalism at the Gauri Shankar Mandir, stating that the act has deeply hurt the sentiments of the Indian community in Canada. The Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown has condemned the vandalism and the Canadian authorities are investigating the incident. Also read, Canada, Gauri Shankar Mandir in Brampton defaced with anti-India graffiti. The consulate office, in a statement, said, "We strongly condemn the defacing of Gauri Shankar Mandir in Brampton, a symbol of Indian heritage, with anti-India graffiti. The hateful act of vandalism has deeply hurt the sentiments of the Indian community in Canada. We have raised our concerns on the matter with Canadian authorities. However, anti-India elements allegedly vandalized several Hindu temples in different parts of Australia in January. On January 23, a Hindu temple was vandalized with anti-India graffiti in Melbourne's Albert Park," reported Australia Today. Also read, Canada, Consulate General of India condemns defacing of Ram Mandir in Mississauga. VHP express deep concern. The incident was reported days after Sri Shiva Vishnu Temple in Australia's Carrum Downs was vandalized with anti-Hindu graffiti. The act came to notice on January 16 after temple devotees came for darshan amid the three-day-long Thai Pongal festival, which was celebrated by Australia's Tamil Hindu community, the Australia Today reported. Also read, Australia, another Hindu temple attacked by Khalistani supporters in Melbourne, second such attack in a week. A week before the above incident, on January 12, the BAP Swaminarayan Mandir in Australia's Mill Park was smeared with anti-India and anti-Hindu graffiti. The temple was vandalized by anti-India elements with anti-India slogans written on the temple's walls, located in the suburb of Mill Park. Patel, an onlooker, shared how he witnessed the vandalized walls of the temple when he visited the site. Also read, BAP Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Australia's Melbourne vandalized by Khalistan supporters.